watching out for employees that could get caught in confined spaces in hulling and shelling facilities throughout the state is part of an occasional reminder during this time of year. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Roger Isom is president and CEO of the Western Agricultural Processors Association, representing California's tree nut hullers and cotton ginners.
First of all, it starts with communication. You've got to make sure everybody, including the supervisor, knows where you are and where everybody's at. You got to be on the lookout for dangerous equipment, motors that are running, conveyors, augers. If you're going to go down in a pit or into an enclosed area, you need to shut that equipment off if at all possible. Do not go down in there. And if you do, make sure that equipment's locked out. And then make sure, again, even if it is locked out and shut off, that somebody knows where you are and they have a mechanism to get you out.
Isom said a situation like this most likely is not going to happen.
But it does happen where somebody might have a heart attack. They might even just fall and twist their ankle. But if they have no way to communicate to anybody or no way to get them out of there, it gets really hard, especially the longer they're in there. And so definitely need to be in communication, let people know where you are.
And remember, it's very difficult bringing someone up a ladder.
Almost impossible. Don't think it is, but it's not like carrying somebody on flat ground. Getting them up a ladder or out of a 15-foot deep pit, almost impossible without the equipment.
Isom said you always need a hoist available. Have it around and just be aware that you may need it. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.